Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. I want to thank you guys so much for joining us this beautiful Tuesday evening. You could have been doing anything else, but you chose to spend it with us. And for that, and thankful for you joining us. For those of you out in Facebook land, we are actually doing the show live out on Facebook as well, if you're listening via the internet. So, guys, online people, if you start hearing me saying hello and things throughout the broadcast, I am speaking to the people on Facebook. The Lord said to do it live tonight. So guess what? We're doing what he said to do. So I apologize for the technical difficulties as we're getting started. But tonight's topic is just do it. I want to thank you for joining us, for sewing into us tonight. We have the original version by my apostle, Apostle Andrea Zoe Leggett. And the title of her book is The Original Version. Now, The Original Version is not just a book. It's actually a life-changing manual. And you can get your copy on any of your online outlets, and as well as a physical copy by Azure Life Ministries, by emailing azurelifeministries@gmail.com. I'm telling you, your life will never be the same. Also, we have the Royal Court Hair, who's been hooking me up, my little sister Cece, taking care of me. You can reach out to Royal Court Hair at 404-671-2750. That is a Royal Court Hair, and Royal Court Hair does everything from natural hair. She specializes in natural hair to relaxer, natural hair, braids, sew-ins, lock maintenance, any kind of style, she can take care of you. Also, Afographics can take care of all your graphic and photography needs. Afographics, that's A-P-H-O-G-R-A-F is an X-ray. F is in Frank, X is an X-ray. Great evening to you guys as you are joining us. Hi, I'm Aaliyah Butler. I am Miss On Friday Inspire. We're live tonight, so we're not just in online radio tonight. We're actually on Facebook Live. So for those of you who are online, you may hear me saying that throughout the broadcast as people are joining us. Hi, my South Carolina family. How you guys doing this evening? And those of you who are broadcasting from all around, welcome. Thank you for joining us. So thanks again for all of our sponsors. And if you're interested in being a sponsor, the cost is only $25 for a full month. And we advertise you on the show every week for a full month of whether it's your business, your service, or even if you're doing some type of organization event, an event itself, you can do that. Again, it's $25 for the entire month. Where can you get that? That beats every budget. But tonight's topic, y'all, I'm excited about it. Tonight's topic is just do it. Now, it was inspired by a song I was listening to, and it is called Just Do It, actually, by Doobie Powell. And the song is a jazz song, but the jazz song actually has words to it. So I'm going to play the song for you guys. Hopefully you all can hear it, because I have several different digital things going at the same time. So hopefully everybody can hear it, but it's called Just Do It. And I want you to listen to the words and allow those words to really resonate in your heart. Hey, everybody, welcome to On Fire to Inspire. So I want y'all to listen to the words of Just Do It, all right? Listen to each and every word. And after I play the song, we're going to come back. I'm going to give you some points. And if you want to have a conversation around it, you can dial in on the radio line, and we can talk about it, or you can talk on the Facebook chat. So here we go. It's called Just Do It by Doobie Powell. This is not my song. This is Doobie Powell's song, but it's called Just Do It. You are listening. listening to Just Do It by Doobie Powell. This is a song that motivated tonight's topic. So listen to the words. Guys, is Just Do It. So I'm going to continue playing it as we talk. But he said a lot of things that are scriptural in that song. He said, whatever it is that's in your heart, just do it. He said, it's already on the inside of you. He said, you have the tools to do it. Stop procrastinating and do it. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about some points about it. But that song, that is what inspired tonight's topic. And I've heard the song several times, but as I was listening to it, it just kind of hit me in a whole nother way. And the Holy Spirit was like, that's what you're doing and all. Now, we're doing it totally different. This is not how I normally do things. But you know what? When you're led by God to do something, you come out of your comfort zone. You come out of what you think you know. You just do it. And so, again, the name of that song is by Doobie Powell, Just Do It. And he said, there, whatever's in your heart, just do it. What's on the inside of you? You've been equipped to do it. You've been given the tools to do it. So I'm excited about tonight's topic. So I'm going to go ahead and cut that off. But you can look him up on YouTube because that song is out there. But it blessed me. And so I'm going to give you guys some points tonight. We're going to talk about those points. And then if some of you want to join me on a conversation all around it, you can join me on the dial-in by 929-477-2178 shortly when we finish. And we could talk about it. You have any comments, we can do that. Just flowing tonight with how God is leading me. Now, today is March 26th, so we are rounding up. Hi, everybody, as you're joining us. We're rounding up the end of March. And so with that said, some people have been put on pause for too long. Yeah, you heard me right. Some people have been on pause for too long. So it's time to press that pause button again to unpause yourself, and it's time to move forth in the things that God has given you. So the first point, and all of these points you know, but you just need a reminder every now and then. So the first point is trust God, not yourself. You know, many times we get so caught up, well, I don't know what to do. I don't know how to do it. If God has given it to you, trust him. Ask him, how do you want me to move forth in it? So trust God and not yourself. That's your first point. Many of us have been given these large things that he's placed on the inside of us, whether he's put it in your heart, he's put it in some thoughts for you, you've been having dreams, daydreams, whatever it is, he's given it to you. And sometimes it's so huge, it's so massive, you're like, ugh. But if he's given it to you, I promise you with it. You've been given the tools, as Doobie Powell said in that song, you've already been given the tools to get it done. So those things sometimes are outside of your comfort zone, and most of the time it's outside of your comfort zone, even with doing this. This was not my comfort zone. I started this show 4 years ago, and this was not something, when the Lord said, do it, I was like, me? I know nothing about radio. He said, go get comfortable being uncomfortable. So I'm saying to you, whoever that is, whether you're listening on Facebook Live, you're listening to online radio, you're listening to the recording later, get comfortable being uncomfortable and trust God. If he placed it on the inside of your heart to do, it's time to do it. And so the scripture going with that one is going to be Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your straight path. He will make straight your path. So in other words, don't trust yourself, trust him, and keep moving forward. So that's point number one, trust God, not you. Don't trust Aaliyah, I trust him, and he will allow you to get it done. All right, point number two, commit your works to him. And so basically, if he's giving it to you, say, you know what, Lord, I give this back to you. I commit it back to you for you to bless it, for you to show me how to move forth. So trust him and then ask him to, first you trust him, then you commit it back to him for him to show you how to move forth in it. And the scripture for that one is, you know this one, Proverbs 16:3, commit your work to the Lord and your plans will be established. So, again, commit everything that he's placed on the inside of you for him to bless it and to get his okay, or so to speak, on how to move forth. Because you may have a way of what you think you want to do, but just take it to him and say, hey, God, is this how you want me to move forth in it? Because what you start out doing or what you thought you may want to do, it may be totally different. Because what I thought I wanted to do is totally different than how he had me doing it. Because even with tonight's show, we were just going to do the online broadcast and move forth. But he said, nope, you're going to do it on Facebook Live. And I was like, oh, really, Lord? Not that I'm fearful, because I've gotten out of that comfort zone of that. But when you are still enough to hear his voice, I promise you, he will say, okay, time to go. So within like 15 minutes, actually, I think it was like 10. He was like, you're doing Facebook Live. So these points that I gave you, I'm giving you guys, and he just gave them to me within the last hour. But he's actually said also, instead of just teaching them online or sharing them on online radio, he said, you're going to Facebook land and share there as well. So point one was trust God and not yourself. Point two is commit your work back to him and he will direct you and guide you. All right. Point number three, that was Proverbs 16:3. Point two, I want to add this scripture as well. Psalms 90:17, let the favor of the Lord our God be upon us and establish the work of our hands upon us. Yes, establish the work of our hands. So again, if he's given it to you, you've committed it back to him, you're allowing him to bless it, and he's going to direct you as you move forth in it. So that was Proverbs 16:13, commit it to him, and then Psalms 90:17. Now, next thing, I want you to make up in your mind that you are the one to get this done, and you're going to get it done. Make up in your mind. Set it in your mind that I'm going to be the one to do it, and I'm going to move forth in it, because he called me to it. He didn't tell John to do it. He didn't tell Jamie to do it. He didn't tell whoever. He told you to do it. So make up in your mind that you're going to be the one to do it, because he's calling on you to do it. Number four. Start seeing the end result before you actually see the end result. I say this so much. My apostle, I love Apostle Zoe. She taught us to see the end result intentionally before you see it. So that is an act of your faith, trusting God, even when you're in the beginning stage. How do you want to see that thing end? Intentionally see it before it gets to the point of even, sometimes see it before it begins. So see that ending before it begins. So start intentionally see it the way you want to see it. All right. Point number five, don't allow fear or unknown territory to paralyze you or stop you any longer. Like I said, when we started out, there are so many people who have been on pause for too long. It's time to come off of pause and move forward. So don't allow fear or unknown, uncharted territory to paralyze you. No longer. It's time to move forth. We have work to do. So no more will you allow fear or anything to keep you bound any longer. All right, point number six, your gift will make room for you. That's coming out of Proverbs 18:16. A man's gift makes room for him and brings him before the great. So, yes, your gift is making room for you. Hey, thanks so much for sharing, you guys. For those of you who have shared, thanks so much. Thanks for your hearts. Again, those on online radio, we are on Facebook Live as well tonight. So you'll hear me responding to the people and their comments and things of that nature. And hello, everyone who said hello while I was speaking. But your gift will make room for you, and that's coming out of Proverbs 18:16. Your gifts will make room for you and bring you before the great men. There will be so many things that you didn't look for or you didn't try to do. For example, I saw one of my friends on here, Teresa, at an event for her sometime last year. And then I ended up being contacted by someone that saw her event and ended up doing the emceeing for the retreat last September. And then this Saturday, well, we had an awesome time at the Whole Woman Experience Conference. So you never know who sees you, who's watching you as you're doing what God called you to do. So your gift will make room for you, and there will be others that you don't even know that's asking for you, that have your name is being carried in the wind, but you got to move forth in the things that he's calling you to do. How are you going to be in pause mode, but think that someone's going to hear you? How can they hear you? They haven't seen you. They haven't heard you. So do what he's calling you to do, and somebody's going to hear you. All right, so that's point number six. Point number seven, stop procrastinating. Your later is now. Yes, you heard me. Stop procrastinating, because your later is now. Now is the time. Now is the time for you to get busy. Now is the time for the things that he's placed on the inside of you to come forth and to get done. There's someone, and you hear me saying this quite often, there's someone out there waiting for you to get in position and do what you're called to do. For example, let me see who's on here that I know personally. All right, Pastor Wakanda, I'm going to tease you, Pastor Wakanda. Pastor Wakanda is our youth pastor at Kingdom Works International Ministries. And so there's someone who she's called to that they may not hear my voice, or they'll hear me, but the heart of who she is may be the person to draw them, because there's something that's on her that will speak directly to them. It may be her story. It may be a story that she's interacted with, but there's a person that's waiting on you. Your name carried in the wind. You better say that. So there's a person that's waiting on you to get in position and do what you're supposed to do. So, for example, had I not been in position and doing what Teresa asked me to do, then Natalie wouldn't have heard me and said, hey, I need her at my event in September. And this was like May when I did that other event or something like that. It was earlier. And so months later, do what he's calling you to do. Your gift is making room for you. And as I said, your name is being carried in the wind. I promise you. When you do what you love, live in just a time. Yes, hi, Ramondo. Welcome to the broadcast. So as you're doing the work of what God has placed on the inside of your heart, first of all, it doesn't feel like work. Second of all, it feels like, it's like, how do you explain that? It's like I tell the youth when I go speak to the youth. I tell the youth all the time, figure out what it is that you do for free. And if you could do it for free but make an honest living off of it, then you'll never work a day in your life. That's what it feels like when you're living a life of purpose, when you're living a life of what God has called you to do. Even in the discomfort, you become comfortable. You know, at first you're like, yeah, it is indescribable, Ramonda. You go from, oh, I don't know what I'm doing, to, ooh, and you get straighter and straighter your back. Instead of being crunched up, you go back, get straight. You build up that confidence, because the more you do it, the more comfortable you get in the skin that you're in. And so with anything, the more you practice, the more you hone in and become an expert at your craft. But you're not going to do it being on pause. it's not going to happen. So I need you to unpause. I need you to stop procrastinating. I need you to not allow fear to paralyze you. I need you to get the people out your ears that are not speaking life into your ear gates. I need you to surround yourself with people that are moving in the direction you're moving. They're movers and shakers as well, so that y'all can kind of lock hands, lock arms, and make it happen. Let's make it happen. We are wrapping up first quarter of the year. Now it's time to move into that second quarter. Hi, everybody, is you joining? How you doing? Welcome to On Fire to Inspire. Move forth in the things of God and do it. It's time to do it. It's time to live that life that you've been dreaming about. It's time to not just be content and just kind of exist. It's time to live. I know that's one of the things that the Lord said before I released the book, even. When I released the book On Fire to Inspire, by the way, it is available on ebook, paperback, and audio CD. But the book came before the show. And when the Lord said, right before this book and show came together, he said, tell the people it's time to stop existing and start living the life that I called them to. And I'm like, whoo, me, God? And he was like, yes, it's time to stop existing and start living. And who can better tell that story than someone who's lived it? I can tell you because I did it. So how can he use somebody to tell that story unless that's been you? So don't allow what you don't know to be your excuse. No more excuses, no more delays. It's time to move forth. It's time to get it done. And then, of course, my favorite scripture, Jeremiah 29:11. You know, the plans that he has for you are to prosper you, to give you hope and a future. And that hope and a future is a success in him, a success in his eyes. So stop living the life that grandmama and them wanted you to live, Pookie and them said you were supposed to be. It is time to live the life that God has called you to, so that you can be in a life of true happiness, everything concerning you, everything from your finances to your family life to your relationships, everything that God is calling you to. If you're doing what he's calling you to, I promise you there will be such a joy and a fulfillment in it. And it's, as Ramonda said, it's indescribable. She had to relocate. I had her as a guest. Hey, Woody. As a guest a couple of months ago. She had to relocate her family of, I want to say, 9, and because of the bad storms. And they had to go to uncharted territory. But God sustained them. They had to live in a hotel. You think about you and 7 children living in a hotel. But she said, God, I trust you. I don't trust what I see. I don't trust the predicament. But God, I trust you in everything that I am, everything that I do. And so that's what she did. So in this hour, it's time to just do it. What is God's purpose in your heart to do? What is God's purpose in your life, in your heart to be? I know as a couple years back, I asked God about my purpose. And as I was asking him about my purpose, these are the questions I asked him. I said, God, what did you put breath in this body to be? God, what did you put breath in this body to do? And whatever it is you told me to do, then it's no longer me chasing a dollar. It's no longer me doing what I thought I wanted to do, because that no longer fulfills me. Yeah, I make good money, but guess what? I don't want to do that anymore. I did it for 16 years. I was in IT, made good money, but I got burnt out. And that's because it was one of the things what one of my guests said. It was something I learned to do, not what I was born to do. And so thank you so much, Sakoni, for sharing that. He said that his mentor asked him, are you doing what you were born to do? Are you doing what you learned to do? So you don't burn out when you're doing something that you were born to do, because you learn how to transition. You learn how to give yourself those breaks when it's necessary and it's needed. But when you're doing something you were just chasing a dollar to do, there's no fulfillment in that after a time. Now, you know, in the beginning, it's okay. But after some time, it's like, that's not what I want to do anymore. But when you're living a life of purpose, I promise you, I could have had a day where you're just busy, I'm running. And then before the end of the show, before the show begins, it's like, y'all, I don't know, I'm telling my age, but some of us that remember Popeye, the cartoon Popeye, it's like he would eat that spinach, and he would get that power, and he'd just get strong. That's how it is when it's time for me to come on, and I get in my worship before the show, and You know, because for me, this is ministry. Even when I bring guests on that are helping you in the things, in the areas that it's their area of expertise, it's a supernatural strength that God gives you when you're doing what he's called you to do. Hey, everybody. Hey, cousin. How are you? I'm telling you, it's a supernatural strength that he's giving you. And so all I say is it's time to do it. For those of you who are just joining us, you're joining us a little late, the topic tonight is just do it. And I played a song by a gentleman named Doobie Powell entitled Just Do It. And he said, anything that's in your heart to do, go on and do it. He said, stop procrastinating. He said, stop procrastinating. You've been given the tools. There's so many things. So if any of you are listening online radio or you're listening and you're just joining us a little late, go back and listen to the recording, because I'm telling you, that song is so key. Just sit and listen to the words. He said, just come on and do it. God has placed everything you need on the inside of you. It's time for you to trust him, and it's time for you to do it. It's time for you to trust him. Hear me loud and clearly. It's time for you to trust him. But I don't know what to do. It's not about you. Get out of your own way and let him do it. Trust him, not you. And so for those of you who, like I said, that joined us late, I did give some points. I gave 7 points with some scriptures on getting out of your own way and doing it, doing the things that he's called and purposed you to do in this hour. For example, I'm in a play in like 14 days, something like that, 16 days. The play is April 13th and 14th. There are many gifts that God is giving you. And in some capacities, you may be operating in multiple gifts. Like I was able to be in this play. We're doing 3 shows for those of you in driving area. The 3 shows are they're April 13th. It's on Saturday and Sunday. The 13th, we have 3 p.m. show and a 7 p.m. show. And then that Sunday, we have a 4 p.m. show at the Port of Stafford Performing Arts Center. For those of you who are interested, you can reach out to me, and you can get tickets from me. Tickets are $25. But I'm telling you, there are so many gifts that God has equipped you with. So we have the play, everything that you are doing. It's time. Stop saying, well, you know, when my kids get older, I'll be able to do it. Stop already. Enough. There will be ways as you move forth in trying and doing it, you will see that a team can come forth to help you. So if you have young kids, there may be a sister partner that can say, hey, sister girl, I'll take the kids off your hands for this particular time frame, and you can do those things to, have play dates or whatever that will allow you to be able to hone in on some of your gifts, go to some networking events, learn from other people that are doing what you're doing, but trust God and do it. No longer trust your own efforts or trust yourself. It's time to get it done. Any of you want to have some discussion around it, you can dial in at 929-472-178. Press option 1. If you have a question, a comment, or whatever you want to share, 929-477-2178. I want to have you dial in so that we can have it recorded on the online chat on our radio show, because I do want the people who are listening to the recording to be able to capture everything. So that again is 929-477-2178. If you are listening by internet or if you're listening by Facebook Live, you would definitely have to dial in on that number to participate in the discussion and press option 1. So I can bring you live, but I'm telling you, it's time. It's time to get it done. For those of you who are writing a book, take the pause off and move forth with it. If that means you're just starting as your journaling, you're starting it as your outline, whatever it is, it's purpose in your heart. I know really soon my prayer is the date to release it because I thought, because you know sometimes it's not in your time and it's his. I thought, what's the name of the play? I'm sorry. Thank you, Pastor. The play is entitled It's All About Me. And again, that play is April 13th, 3 p.m. show, a 7 p.m. show. April 14th, a 4 p.m. show. So Saturday and Sunday, we have 3 shows. And if you're interested, reach out to me. You can purchase tickets. Tickets are $25. But I'm telling you, you will have a great, great time. It's called It's All About Me. It brings awareness to homelessness, organ and tissue donation awareness, and some real aspects of life that you see. I mean, you'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll want to throw something at the lead character because she's mean, but it's all in good fun, you know. But I am the character Diane, and I am her best friend from childhood in the play, but she has arrived. And so since I'm not CEO of my company, I'm not on her level. So she doesn't respect me. So that's the character that I play. I'm enjoying it, having a good time with the cast. Everybody's having a ball. In fact, there will be prayerfully some cast members. I know the playwright, Teresa Smith, will be joining us next week. Not sure if some of the cast members will be able to join because we are having rehearsals several times a week. So I don't know what everybody's scheduling looks like because everybody's busy. But it is called It's All About Me. If you're interested in getting a ticket, please reach out to me. What was I saying? Oh, if you're interested in conversation, 929-477-2178. Some people get so shy and then they reach out to me after the show and say, but Aaliyah, you know, I wanted to say something. I know, but people need to hear what you got to say. So 929-477-2178. Thank you so much for posting that. It's All About Me is the name of the stage play. And it is, she's put the information in there, and you can reach out to me to purchase tickets. But tonight's topic, that song just really resonated in my heart. It's jazz song with words, but just do it. That was the title of it, Just Do It. So let's see. Thank you so much again for graphics, for all your graphic and photography. If you need something for graphics or photography, reach out to them. They take care of all. If you see any flyer or any pictures that I post, they do all of our work. We have the original version by my pastor, Apostle Andrea Zoe Leggett, and I'm telling you, the original version is not just a book. It is a life-changing manual. You want to get your copy on your online outlets. You have Royal Court Hair, and I'm telling you, Royal Court Hair has been taking care of me. Everybody's been talking about my cute little curly curls and stuff. That's Royal Court Hair, and look her on up. CC will take care of you with the Royal Court Hair, and the number is 404-671-2750. Again, she specializes in natural hair, braids, twists, lock maintenance, anything of that nature. Unique Expression by Design is one of our sponsors, and they take care of all of your needs from pens, pencils, mugs, T-shirts, and anything you need customized, and that's Unique Expression by Design. Angelique Washington take care of you with that. But I'm telling y'all, this topic tonight has been a blessing. I see everybody's being shy. Nobody's pressing one. That's fine. For those of you online, if you want to have a conversation about this, 929-477-2178. If not, hey, I'm not going to force you to. But hopefully you can go back and listen to the recording, to the playback, for those of you who are online and missed any of it. It's time to get it done. It's time to unpause, move forward, and live the life that God has called you to. I am Aaliyah Butler, Miss On Fire to Inspire. Love you guys. I'll talk to you same time, same place next week. It's time to live that life. Love you guys. Yeah.